Aber Jakob beginnt zu beginnen am Schabbat. And it's singing down the Torah. The Mari and Shabbat says, and Achleke Satanai, why does there single down Havorah? And he says, Havorah is the Salat Yosef, teaching that your five chakras are so much of Kriyakas, and you should think that there's only one field, one is the Torah, one field chapter, and that fine and Ralph on the bottom, the Kanya Havorah, the Mav Yosef, the Gilshi, or Mosnan, and the Salat Yosef. And Mosnan says that this is the Mokko of the Din, that she violated all the Lamafers, all the Melachas, the Helenachos, the Yechaiva, Kolachas, the Yachas. And the other time, I'm all agreed to that, that's why it's listed off in the Mishnah with the number, all the Melachas are born in Chasrav, and they hold that it's based on a different Pasuk. And they hold that this Pasuk, Rabbi Yechiel, that this Pasuk tells you that Havorah Lamav Yosef, unlike all the other 38 Melachas that have Chorus and Nisa, this one Havorah doesn't have Chorus and it doesn't have Nisa. With Ashash and Daphne Gimel, we learned how to raise the Shaila. If you hold that Havorah is only the Lav and no Chorus and no Nisa, what about Kibbutz? Or Kibbutz should not be more common than Havorah. Making the fire is only a Lav. Kibbutz should certainly only be a Lav. And so that's what his relative of Menashe Ilya writes in his Sefer Alpha Menashe, and he says that he's wrong. He said, then he said that Taisus and Beitus says like that also. Taisus and Beitus about Kabay says Taisus like that. Havorah is a Lulav Yosef, and Kibbutz is also only a Lulav Yosef. But he says it's against the Taisus and Gemara, increases that you tell. Where it says in the Purish and the Gemara, that one who is Mechata B'Gecholim, who violates both Mechata and Mavir, so one writes to Chai Shtayim, one writes to Chai Vachal. The Gemara says, what's the Machlokes? They both agree, both writes agree that he violated both. The Shaila is if you all have or the Lav Yosef, there's only one Chatos because of the Kibbutz. And if you all have or the Chalak Yosef, not the Lav Yosef, so there are two Chatos, one Chatos for the Kibbutz and one Chatos for the Havor. You see the foolish that even if you hold the Havor as the Lav Yosef, so Kibbutz is Chorus and Nisan. Kibbutz is not a Kalafimus and Havor. Havor is the one and only Malacha that the Tanoim has an Achleikis from. Taisus points out on Daf. He learns this first. On Daf Kugav and Ralev, on the bottom, Taisus points out that we have other drushes on the Pasuk. There's Kibaru Eish, Bechol Moish Vesech, and Beyer Mashabah, for the Gemara Dashim. Bechol Moish Vesech means Moish of Bezin. That even for the purpose of Sreita Tzvaskoin, you're not permitted to be Mechal Shabbos. But for the Sreita Tzvaskoin, we used to do Havorah, we used to burn logs, and then we used to do Bishul. On the tefillah, special tefillah, he used to melt the metal, and then he used to pour it down a throat in order to do the tefillah's neshama, so there were three melachos involved. So this part teaches me that mitzvah bezin is not there for shabbos. Because they're talking about that different things from the pasuk, the tanoim have a machlokes on daf ayin amud aleph, or the tavor the lavios and the chalagios, so now all of a sudden the Gemara and Sanhedrin has a different drasha. So they said, no, they're from different words of the pasuk. And on Mamba Fine argued, why did the Torah single out Havorah? And the Gemara in Sanhedrin comments, the Gemara in Yibonah comments on the phrase B'chol Moish Vesech. The phrase B'chol Moish Vesech has the connotation of Moshe Bezin. Even for the purpose of Mises Bezin, you're still not permitted to do Chiddush Shabbos. Why in the world would I have thought that for the purpose of Mises Bezin it should be permissible? The Tosfos on the bottom of Kuvod Manala puts in the Gemara Torah comedy Yibonah Gavrov. And it's also died to the mission we call the friend and the avoid is the Dachya Shabbos. And what the Korbonis people are doing for Shabbos, you committed to being the Chal Shabbos for the purpose of bringing Nidin and Yisaf and Misas Bezin is Doiche avoid it call a Korbonis Kulon because the Pasuk says that if someone has tied Misa, me Mizbuchi to Kachan Alomus. And the Gemara says that it means that even if he's the one and only kohen in the whole wide world, he's the only kohen who's kosher to do the avodah, he's still taking and you give him the mitzvah bezin. You see that the mitzvah bezin is more important than hakavas kolak hamonos kumim b'korbanos kibush. If he's the only kohen who can bring the tefillin b'mesafim, so we're going to give him the mitzvah bezin, he won't bring the tefillin b'mesafim. And tefillin b'mesafim is more chomer than tefillah Shabbos, so I write it as Zecher Shabbos. If A is greater than B, B is greater than C, it's in the Neila. A is greater than C. It's a Kal Vachomer. You usually think of a Kal Vachomer differently, but the Gemara points out that there are two different types of Kal Vachomer. It points out in the Sefer Ginnus Verot. Normally, Kal Vachomer is that you have A is more chomer than B, And A has a kula. And let's say A is more common than B. And A has a kula. So the conversation is that B has a kula. Or A is more common than B, and B has a kumra. So A, which is more common than B, certainly has a kumra. Usually, a kalkachemer is midinachad lahavero, that I apply the kumra, the kula from one to the other based on a kalkachemer, based on establishing which is more common than which. This is a different kind of a kalkachemer, that A is greater than B, and B is greater than C. You can imagine that A is greater than C. Yesh b'chal, sort of the yesh b'chal mustan mon. It's a different kind of a kalkachemer. But the Gemara has this kind of a kalkachemer. So I would have thought that since he says Bezdin is Deche HaKrovet Kolach HaBonet Kula, and HaKrovet Kavanah Tzibur is Deche Shabbos, and maybe Nisim Bezdin is also Deche Shabbos. The Mashu from the Kostu, with the Bar Yishu Chom Moshe Seif, and it singles out my Shabbos. That's the basis of the Drosha that Nisim Bezdin is not Deche Shabbos, and the phrase my Shabbos. And the Machlek is Avro Lelav Yotis Mechalak Yotis, that's the Yetzin Postuk of Moshe Baru. Different parts of the Postuk. There is a deal in the Logan Avram in Hilchus Shabbos, I think it's in the Shin Lamed Tes. After the Pasuk tells me that Shvetas by Son is not Deicha Shabbos, what does that mean? So the simple pshat is that I would have thought there's a Kavachayim. Come on, Shon, there's a Kavachayim, that's wrong. So if you give this is better than Shabbos, you're Mechal Shabbos. So you shouldn't really count this Pasuk as a separate Lav and Min of it. This is just a Gilui. This is Megala that the attempt at establishing a Kavachayim was incorrect. The Kavachayim is raw, so it's not Deicha Shabbos. So it remains, it falls back into the category of Malacha B'Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham says that's the Pasha B'Shabbos, and he doesn't understand why the Rambam counted as a separate Lav in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and then the HaMitzvos in the Yad HaChazaka before the Shabbos, the Rambam counts as a separate Lav. And so our Reish B'Chol Mosh Vasechem, the Yom HaShabbos, not to give Onshin B'Shabbos. So the, a lot of Achronim points out, the Avinez and many other Achronim point out that the Rambam apparently understood otherwise. He understood that the Kalachim of the Hava Mina of the Gemara, the Salkadaita, that faces quotes here on Kuvavim and Allah from Gomez Abroad, the Gemara in Sanhedrin also. The Hava Mina is a good Hava Mina. It remains the Maskon also, that it's a good Kalachim. The Pasuk tells me that there's a separate Issa, not to give Onshin on Shabbos. Shalola Hanish B'Shabbos, a separate Issa, Shalola Hanish B'Shabbos. But in a Hami, let's say Bezdin will go ahead and give this to Bezdin on Shabbos. Some according to the Rambam, they will not be considered Mechalei Shabbos. The Kalachemer is a big Kalachemer. And the Mishnah says, this is Deicha Shabbos, Kalachemer from the Hakkodah Kabbalah Mitzvah. But there'll be over in a Lav, a separate Lav. But you know, Shalola Hanish B'Shabbos. It will happen after Kamino also, let's say, according to the Rambam, that's how they have a name, another state, let's say you want to put somebody in Chayim on Shabbos. So not to put in cherem, you're not violating any melachah, you're not doing bishul, you're not doing havareh, you're not doing tefillas l'shama, you're just cursing the person that he should drop, that he should drop dead, that's all. Cherem means that you give him a klava, that he should die. So it's going to appear according to the Rambam that cherem, to put somebody in cherem on Shabbos, should be an isa deraisa, because shalom la'anish, b'shabbos, it's also a form of anish. Well, we learned Sanhedrin on the Leitchi Katastrophic, according to this Rambam's opinion, what about to force somebody to pay knas on Shabbos? Should you consider payment of knas also? We have two different types of chiyuv mamon. You have mamon, you have knas, you have kapara. So what about forcing someone to pay, Bezdin forces a fellow to pay knas on Shabbos? If he's going to pay money, he's muktzeh. So let's say he'll pay not in money, he'll pay in metalkin. But Piron, Achor, you visit tomorrow later, that it's also forbidden. Tomorrow in Perek Shoyal. The end of Masech Shabbos, but there's a Zeru Shem Yisro. Says Mishal Hamarach, and remember the Trumas Adesh, and that's why you're not permitted to make picking up. Then on Shabbos, because it's Piron Achoy. It's a difficult thing, that's what we pointed out. Why is it Piron Achoy? The Gemara says in the first parak in Kiddushin that if you make picking up, then a Matanam and Oplahatzik. What if I owe you $1 million, I can pay you a Matanam and Oplahatzik? You can't, you're not going to Piron Achoy. How can you give picking up, then a Matanam and Oplahatzik? See, it's not a Piron Achoy, it's a Choy of Nesina. It's a Mitzvah Nesina. How does the Trumas Adeshin come up to say such a thing that it concluded that to do picking up then on Shabbos and the other is forbidden as part of the Zera the Rabbana and not to be Tariah Chayim to Shabbos? That's Kasha on the Trumas Adeshin. So the Gemara has such a thing with the Rabbana and the Tosa to make any Piron Achayim even not with cash. Forget about paying with cash because of Mukta, even paying with Shabbos Kesef, which is non-Mukta items, and there's an error in the community and you're permitted to carry, so there's no problem of carrying. It's still going to be an Issa de Rabbanah, fine, but is there anything worse than an Issa de Rabbanah? Is there an Issa de Raisa? So Leipzig was stopping to say that maybe forcing, Belgium forcing a person to pay the knas should be a violation of the use of the right to the Ramam Shalom Hanish Bishalom. This person, he's not done related to any malacha. Not that the person is Megala or the Kalvachimer is wrong. The person tells you a separate law, Shalom Hanish Bishalom. And then Mukasha has him born Arichas on the Rambam and the Chilta de Rashbi. Printed a paper probably 40 years ago. About all the different divin of the Rambam, which have no sources in the Gemara, or not only have no sources in the Gemara, are contradict Gemaras, but are rather based on the Mechilta, and not the Mechilta that we have, but rather the Mechilta of Shimon. That's a whole list of divin. So this is one of them. This Rambam is based on the Mechilta, and he quotes a lot of Akraim who say this shot. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos quotes the Mechilta that has been on his part. That's the pshat in the pasuk. As far as Muhammad says, means that the thought of Lahan is Krishna. Could be. The Magen Avraham talks even about Malkus. The Magen Avraham says, even if you give Malkus, which does even involve any philosophy at all, it will still be an Issa. Then he says, the Magen Avraham says, but that's not a good enough Kamina, because why doesn't Malkus involve a Malacha? Of course it is. You can speak to that. Of course you agree. I said that that's a Malacha Shemur of the Rukha, but the Rambam holds a Malacha Shemur of the Rukha is the right. He says, according to the Rambam, even by giving Malkus, there will be a Malacha. I think the Rambam writes in Kurdish. You're not allowed to give Malkus. The Rambam says, you're not allowed to give Nisa or Malkus on Shabbat based on this card. So another Rambam discussed, he says, give Malkus, are you violating your Malachas? He also knew that it could be that that's the Shabbat. Then he was nice to say, but that's not what the Rambam meant. That only means that it's a Malachas. Then you're going to say, why the Rambam counted as a second lot? But many Akraim say, no, that's exactly the answer. That even if there were no Malachas involved, the separate interest, the Malachas is the Shabbat. The Zohar has a different shot on this pasuk. Lo sevarish b'chol mosh seichem on v'yom haShabbos means that on all week long people are busy going to school, going to work. They're busy whatever they do for a living. And on Shabbos people have a lot of time to relax. So they go to shul and they pick fights with others. So it says lo sevarish, you have to be careful not to get into a bit of khan on Shabbos. Special laws not to be crazy. Kol ha'kayis all year long is an issur. Shabbos are separate issur. Lo sevarish, not to get angry on Shabbos. Then the Torah repeats all the mitzvot HaMishkan again. It says again, all of the kolim did libo yiviyeha, all the people who volunteered to give in their hearts. The Gemara darshans on the did libo, that usually we assume that a neder or a shvuah is only binding if the person pronounced it with his lips. That Shmuel din and Masech HaShvuah is. The Gama believer thought Mahitsu Biswasa. Even though he made up his mind that this is what he's going to do or this is what he's not going to do, it's not binding unless he actually pronounces Neder or the Shvur with his lips. And this is one of the exceptions to the rule. One exception to the rule is Nadiv Libari, that it is Magdish for the Beit HaMikdash, it's Chala Filo Belayv. And the other exception to the rule is Truman. That we learn up in the Pasuk in Parshas Korach, the Nefshel Lachem Trumaskin, that Truman he tells us the Machshov. But even though Truma is also belonging to the area of Haflo, and only Yoni Haflo should have really required Ambira, that's what the word Haflo means. Lahafli means to pronounce, Lahafli Bisasa. Truma is the other exception to the rule. And you cannot derive from these two to call it a rakula to say that the phrase Lahafli Bisasa is Lahafdatka because this is Shnei Ksubma Bonkiach or the Imalam. That's how the Gemara says in Masech HaShvuot. Here there's a Sharna. Yeah. What did the other Tana do? I think the Gemara Mustama must give an answer. What will the other Tana do with this puzzle? That's the question that the Rishonim discussed. Yes. Writes in the Zecha Yitzchak, I think he claims that the Rambam. Very sure. He claims that the Ramam sheet is based on a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. The Gemara doesn't quote this pasuk. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Kol Nadiv Lev Oilei, Hebrew. A pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. So he says that the Ramam sheet is that only those who are madgish dushas aguf on his beyah of fal v'lei. He had a mind to be madgish of behemoth because he wasn't deep lei boilei, so he was madgish kogonis v'lei. But if you took a nether harei alai to give money to berakas ayis v'lei, so Panavision, Sefer Zecher Yitzchak claims that if you look in the Rambam, it would appear that he holds that it wouldn't be far. Here the Poshup Shas is not far. Ponadib Liba Yivriyah Trumas Hashem. Sounds like it applies not only to Kedusha Taguf on his band. Here they know very little. Yeah, you have Shem and very little. You have Shem and Amor, Psalm and Meshem and Amishku and Ptaras Hassan, but almost everything else is not Korban. Everything else is not Korban. But the Poshup Shas is that it's not only the Poshup Divrei Hayomim, the Divrei Voiler Tevuyu. The Poshup says it over here. So in the Shulchan Aruch they extend it and say the Rabbi Natan quoted by the Rosh in the first Perek in Tainus says that even if a person is Mekabal or Neder Tainus Soleil, you have to be Mekabal and Neder Tainus Mincha the day before. If a person wants to fast tomorrow, so by Mincha is Mekabal and Neder Tainus. The Rabbi Natan is quoted by the Rosh as saying not only if he pronounces Neder Tainus and places in Avodah Zarah, quotes Rabbi Natan also, not just the Rosh. Places in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Vav. But it's the same Rabbi Natan, that not only if he's Mekabal Neder Tainus, but the Teh, even if he's Mekabal B'Lev, it's also Chal. Because Tainus is, the Rosh sounds like it says that Tainus is the same as Korban. But the fact that the Gemara says in Brach, it's Mir Tchel V'Gedomi, the fact that he loses a little weight by fasting, is considered Mishnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kilo the person had offered a Korban. And Shulchan Aruch they quote that that's love doctrine. We don't talk like that Rabbi Natan that it should be doctrine limited to Nidrei Tainus. We say that even Stokin, they make an appeal in Shul and the person made up his mind that he wants to give $1,000 and then the next day he changes his mind. The young wants to give $100. So we say that Tzedakah is Kabbalah. Because we say that it's love doctrine that these ways doesn't only go on Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't only go on Korban, it doesn't only go on Tainus, it goes on all the Nidrei Mitzvah. I'm not making it. And that's why it's a question. Why does the Gemara have to have a different root stuff of the fair? Even Balei would also be counted. It's a question. I think the Achrayim talk about the question. I don't know if the Rishonim do. Achrayim talk about the question. Achrayim talk about it. No, the Sheik and Kuvet is in the Dorim is that question. The Sheik is your question. Since the stuff is called Balei, about it, above that post is in the post the sheep and the best is seen. The duck is Kalbalei, that's the assumption. They're all in the Mitzvah Kalbalei. So how can the post say the flip of this duck? Only because he did an Amir. And he more talks about what's the din of Yeshiyadu's duck. The person said, Harei Allah's duck, but he didn't say a full sentence. He said an incomplete sentence. And one wants to know, that's the Eretz HaTorah, that the Torah tells us that Yeshiyadu and Adorim, does that only apply to the Dorm? Does it even apply to the Dorm? So he said, the Rishonim asked the Kasha, what's an afkamina with a yesh yad or ain yad? Yad is an issue if you need amirah. But if you don't need amirah, it's probably even belay, so let it be chal belay. That's what they get. So the Shikim Kubet, the answer, that's what our doctor explains what the Shikim is talking about. That the only time stock is chal belay, the only time you say hektish is chal belay, and truma is chal belay, if the person is really goma belibo, that this is what he really wants, what he really wants. Let's say the rabbi is making an appeal in shul for a certain cause. And then it's such a moving appeal, so the person thinks in the beginning, we have to give $100,000. And then as the rabbi goes on, it gets more and more boring, and he loses his interest, and his mind keeps on changing. He's not going to give $100,000, he's going to cut it down to $5,000. Then he decides he's going to make it $100, then he decides it's going to be $10, whatever. It's going to be less. So the Shikin Kubetsa says, if in the middle of the appeal, the Balabas screams out, $100,000, I pledge $100,000. So that's the difference, because he's stuck. He said, even though he said it on the spur of the moment, he said he wasn't really thinking with the full Yeshiva Das, but he wasn't drunk. And not a Cheresh HaKadosh Baruch Hu cost him, he got carried away from the top. So what? But if he said the Ficha, then the Ficha is stuck. But if he was Goma Belibo, Goma Belibo means only Goma Belibo. If he really made up his mind, Lachlut, and that's it. That's how much he's going to give. But if it's just a fleeting thought that's running through his mind, that's not sufficient for this din of Dhamma Beliba. Dhamma Beliba has to be with the Gemira's Dham. If he's thinking of a possibility of maybe giving $1,000, that's not enough. It has to be Taka Dhamma Beliba. It's based on this that we assume that Minhagim are binding, Yitam Neder,
Even though the person never says, I hereby accept upon myself a neder, Krishna says the Torah every time they come by. Krishna says the Torah is a mitzvah, Father, not Torah. Who are you? So it's a meaning, you're offering a beautiful thing. So if the person was taking neder, having the noise that Krishna says the Torah, or to walk behind the thousand every time he carries and says the Torah, it's time, Father, not Torah. So the neder was run, so it would be fine. But even if he didn't say it, we assume that if he did it once and he had in mind that he wants to continue to do it, or if he did it three times and he didn't have anything in mind, but the fact that he did it three times, that's an indication that that's his regular, that's going to be his habit and he's going to be interested in continuing to do that. And we say that that constitutes a nether belay, and a nether belay is binding with respect to drumming. It's such a good argument of some. So even the children got carried away with himself and he thought that it's a din d'oraisa. So he says, even though we have a din that seker d'oraisa l'chumen, seker d'rabbanan l'chumen, but its perfect meaning is l'chumen. Because the meaning is binding, the d'oraisa, because the meaning is mitam neder, that's what it says in Yeridaya. Meaning is mitam neder, it's a whole sin. But if you have a meaning tov and you want to stop, you find it too difficult, you have to have a hatoras adorn. If it's a private meaning, and if it's a meaning to wait 6 hours here for selection, it doesn't help. I can't go to bed and make my hatoras adorn. I'm not the Bala Neder. The Neder is all the Jews live in Eastern Europe or whatever, or half the Jews in the world. So I'm not the Bala Bas to be Mata Neder on that. If it's a private Neder, you can. If it's a community Neder, so the whole community can make a community minute, so the whole community should make a Torah. They're interested in that breaking it. So some Sefer writes in the Tshuva, if it's the Tshuva quote in the Yeridaya, that a Sefer community is Mechumah. He got carried away because the reform were breaking, were violating a lot of Minhagim, so he said you can't do that, and Minhagim are binding, and they're more chomer than Dinam Derabbanan. So the minig is binding in Gilad Minhagim. But the later Pesach can point out that by Yeshua has a true about this. Now this point out. But it's very difficult. The Gemara in the Zohar says in the Furish that minig mitam neder is only the Derabbanan. The Gemara says that. Minig mitam neder. Gemara says, Chai Mishum Bal Yachom. Mishum Bal Yachom means that it's only the Derabbanan. Over Bal Yachom means the Derabbanan. Mishum means that it's only with the Rabban and I make believe Bal Yachom with the Rabban. The Gemara said the Pharisee like that. The question is, why isn't the logic compelling on the level of their answer? That's a good question. Why should the minig be binding mitam neder on the level of their answer? You have the pasuk called the deep lipo and you say that it's not restricted to the deep lay boilers. It even applies to kosher berek abayis, and it even applies to the doctor, and it even applies to nidre and kindness, and it applies to all nidre and mitzvah for life. So why shouldn't taka neder be binding? To figure out why it's not Menachem. Called upon him, the Gemara said the theory that it's not Menachem. The pasuk goes through the various Nidras HaMishkan, it's a repeat from Parshas Truma. It mentions that the Shulchan is for the purpose of having the Lechem HaPanim. Rashi quotes in the Gemara, why is it called Lechem HaPanim? That it was made in a special shape. The Gemara has a machlokes in Menachem. Perich Shtei Alechem, the Gemara has a Machlokes, what was the special, Machlokes HaMaroim, what was the special shape that the Lechem HaPanim had? The one Amora says it was Kimin Teva Putzo, that's what Rashi calls Nachumish, it was like an empty box, a hollow box, and the other Madama says the Gemara, Kimin Sfino Rekedet, it was like a canoe, like this shape. The Chazon Ish writes in his Sefer HaMenachos, he doesn't think it's a machlokes in din, but this one holds that it's not the shape of the canoe, it's possible, the other one holds not the shape of the sphere, like that is the thought. The Chumash says, Lechem HaPanim. So if you make it as though, it's good, either way is good. Just have a historical machlokes, how did they make it in the Beit HaMikdash? But he thinks that theoretically, if you make it either this way or that way, it would be good. I thought that maybe that's why we have two different kinds of chalas. Some people have chalas on Shabbos. Because the Zohar says that the chalas that we use, the Gemara says the chalas on Shabbos are zeichel lecha mishnah, zeichel lemon. That's why you have lecha mishnah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, zeichel lenes hamon. And the Zohar says that the chalas that we eat on Shabbos, we should make also a zeichel lecha maponim. Because on Shabbos you can switch to lecha maponim. So because we used to have 12 lecha maponim, 6 and 6, so that's why we should have 12 chalas by the table on Shabbos. Many Hasidim had a minig by a lot of Rebbe. They would have minig. The Rebbe would say Hamotzi on two chalas, and they would have another 10 chalas on the table. The Vilna Gaon is quoted as saying that he thought that that was incorrect, that he thought that there's a misprint in the Zohar. when they quote in the biography of the Golden Gaon, he thought that it shouldn't say Yud Beis Chalav, but rather Yud Beis Chatzoyim. But the Gro holds like the Rosh Moshi, the Gemara later in Shabbos, when they quote in Perek Kol Kisri, the Gemara quotes the Din of Lecha Mishneh. So the Gemara says, you don't have to cut both Chalavs. If you have two Chalavs, you have to cut one, so that's good enough. And then the Gemara says, the other Ramayr, Batla Kula Sheirusa. So what is the translation? He would Batla, he would cut the Chalav. Akula Sheirusa on the entire meal. For the entire meal. The Rashi says that when you take a loaf of bread on the weekday and you're interested in eating a piece, you don't cut in the middle of the loaf of bread, you cut at the end. Cut as much as you're interested in eating. And on Shabbos, Kedei Laharas Chavivas HaMitzvah, that it's a mitzvah to eat. Not a mitzvah to overeat, but it's a mitzvah to eat, so you should take the challah and cut it right in the middle. And it's not nasty, you have some rusa, it doesn't look like he's a chazer or anything. If you have 10 children, or you have 20 guests over, so good, you're going to cut up the whole challah anyway. Let that guy eat all by himself. There's two people eating. He's going to cut the bit of a challah, looks a little bit nasty, kirapsanus. It looks like he's a chazer, he's going to eat a lot. So since all week long he doesn't eat so much, it's only on Shabbos he cuts in the middle, so it's to demonstrate the Chabibis HaMitzvah if he wants to eat a lot, and it's not Messi Kirav Sanus. That's what Rashi says. What's Akula Sheyusa means, like the first opinion in the Gemara, that he only cuts one of the two challahs, but he cuts a challah in the middle, he cuts at the point that he's going to eat up that a whole amount of the challah, but he eats from there to the end. And the Rajboa, not Gemara, that Gemara appears in Brachas also. So the Rajboa, not Gemara and Brachas. And the Shabbos learns that it doesn't mean like that. That the second Amora is disagreeing with the first Amora, and he holds that you have to cut the both Chalas. Chalas that you don't cut is considered as if it's still in the bakery, and it's not Mitzurah to the Lecha Mishnah. You only go to Lecha Mishnah if you cut the both Chalas. So that's how the Vilna Gaon is Machri and Shulchan Aruch. Of course, the Tirush Rajboa, that you should cut the both Chalas. So that's how they quote in biography the Gro. That if he cut two challahs on Friday night, he cut two challahs on Shabbos morning, he cut two challahs by Shabbos Shuddah, so he had six, and he cut them all in half, so he gets 12. That's what the Zohar means, that the challahs on Shabbos are connected to the Yud based challahs, the Yud based Lechem Afanim, and the based Amigdash. You should say in the Zohar, you should have Yud based Chatzoy, not that you should have Yud based challahs for each and every meal. The Sachakol, the sum total of all of everything that you have on Shabbos, will add up to Yud based Chatzoy. So once you assume that the chalas that you eat on Shabbos should be a zechel or lechem afanim, like the Zohar says, so the minig apparently developed that we make the shape of the chalas also similar to the shape of the lechem afanim in the Beis Hamikdash. So what was the shape of the lechem afanim? So there are two opinions, and the Chazanish says that they're both acceptable. Historically, the machlokes is what did they look like? But as long as it has panim, it's good enough. So if you have the chalas that come through with points on each end like canoes, and then you have the chalas that are the sectional chalas that look a little bit like the kimin teva prutzah. And on Yom Tov, when the chalas have nothing to do, when Yom Tov doesn't fall out on Shabbos, and the chalas have nothing to do with the lechem panim, for the many years in a lot of places, they make round chalas. Because it's not tzinor akedis, and it's not teva prutzah, it has nothing to do. So you just make a roll, like you have a roll in the middle of the week. So you have a roll, a bigger, fancier roll, the covered yom. Chaylich, or whatever you call it. Yiddish have different names to that. On Shabbat they call it a chala, and on Yom Tov they call it with a different name to distinguish it from Shabbat. But it's not zechel alechem afanim. Plus it's later in the end of Parshas Vayakel, speaks a little more about the Shulchan. He speaks what it had before in...
Why is it for the people? I mean, like,
I don't know.
How much repeat was for?
Well, it's not exactly a repeat. In Truma Tetzaveh gives the Tzibui. And here, like, I could have said that they did it. And he could have fit them one pasuk, and they did everything that they were commanded. Why does it say they did this, and they did that, everything? I don't know. I don't know, there must be a Medrash that has some comments, I don't know. So later in Vayakel, in Chamishi, right before Shishi, the Torah gives again the story of the Shulchan. It repeats again what's written earlier in Parshas Truma. So they have the Ksois HaNosa. They have the different parts of the Shulchan. The part of the Shulchan was the Ksois HaNosa. Asher Yusuf Bahain, Zohar Tor. What does the word Asher Yusuf Bahain mean? Now she explained in Parshas Truma that there's a word Skach. Sakoisa Al Ha'oran Esa Kapoiris. or the parochet is also Tzorchei Chala Mishkan, because it's bent over. Stach means a roof. Stach means something that's made in from above, a ceiling. So here the Ksois HaNasper are the shelves that were on top of the shulchan that they used to hold up the lechem upon. So the shelves were serving like a roof. It was really like a floor. The whole, it wasn't like it was supposed to be a floor, not a roof, a floor to hold up the lechem upon. But still, I thought part of it was Tzorchei Chala Shulchan, so it's called Ksois HaNasper. So in the Beis Yosef, if I'm not mistaken, in Hilchos Shabbos, he explained that in the Nusach HaTfilah that we daven to come to Shabbos, which is kind of said to be Siperishero, Im Sidurei Nisachero, he says that the correct translation is Im Sidurei Nisachero, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to switch the lechem upon him on the Shulchan on Shabbos. It has nothing to do with the Nisach HaYayin. Sidurei Nisachero means the Sidur lechem upon him, that's what it's called in the Shabbos all the time. It doesn't mean with the order of the. There's another, some other Rishonim I think translate sometimes. With the order of the Nisach HaYayin in conjunction with the Korban. But I think the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rishonim that the more correct translation of the Siddur is, Siddur Nisachel means Siddur Lechem Aponim Anik Sois Anasa. I think in the. So Rav Zalman always complains, yeah, about the translations of this, that the people who daven in translation, they have a whole shuvah that you shouldn't switch the language of the Siddur. The Reform first instituted that they should daven in German. So he says, you have to know how to translate properly. So he quotes this as a riot that people don't know how to translate properly. That he had a Siddur that had a translation on the side in German and it translated wrong. At least there's some Rishonim to say that that's the pshat over here. He says, the Beis Yosef says that that's not the Pshat. There are other Mephoshim who say that it is the Pshat. In the Mitzvah Siddur, he gives the both Pshat. I think he gives the Pshat that Rav Chaim Zalman Goris doesn't like on top of the page, and then the Pshat of the Beis Yosef on the bottom of the page. But others learn Pshat that it goes on the Ksois HaNas. Rav Chaim Zalman Goris holds that that's the Iker Pshat, what the Beis Yosef quoted from the Rishon. The Pasuk says that they donated all kinds of things to the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, Chofan, Ezim, Tabas, V'chumon, Kol Kli Zohar, all the jewelry that the women used to wear. So the Ramah and Hilchos Beis HaKnesses and Sinikut Mem Gayim quotes from the Rishonim that it's not permissible to make Tashmishei Kedusha from Kelim Shenishtam Shebohem Lehedyot. Speaks about, let's say, a tefillin zekel, or even a parochus for the Aron Kodesh, which the Magen Avraham says is the zman hazeh we assume is a tashmish to tashmish. It's not a tashmish kedusha. The Gemara says that a parochus is considered tashmish kedusha and therefore has the status of kedusha. You're not allowed to use it for divrei chol, only because bizman haGemara, when they didn't have a cover on the shulchan to put the sefer Torah on top of, so they would take down the parochus from the Aron, put it on the shulchan, then put the sefer Torah on top of the parochus. So that's why the parochus was directly mishamish the sefer Torah. But the Magen Avraham writes that in Hilchos Mem Zayin that Bizman HaZeh that we don't do that. You never take down the parochus to cover over the shulchan. Either you have a cover on the shulchan or you put a talus down. You don't take down the parochus. So the parochus is only a cover for the Aron Kodesh, which in turn is a tashmish for the sefer Torah. So the sefer Torah is the gufi kedusha. The Aron Kodesh is a tashmishi kedusha and it has kedusha. Not allowed to put the secular books, even from Mabe, not allowed to put secular books into the Aron Kodesh. And then the parochus, which covers over the Aron Kodesh, is a tashmish to tashmish, and therefore does not have any status of tashmish kedusha. And the parochus it may use for divrei chol. That's why in Europe, the minhag was that they used to use the parochus as a chuppah. They used to take down the parochus from shul. A lot of parochus didn't have four hooks on the four corners in order to put it and hold it up on the poles to have a chuppah. So the Magen Avraham says this from the Ramah. And that simon in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses and Kuf Mem Zayin, it would appear that the Kpeda even applies to Tashmish to Tashmish. You shouldn't even use Tashmish to Tashmish, something Shenish Tamish Bo Lehedyo. So then the Magen Avraham says that the Minhag Olam is not so. That people make Tefillin Zekel, they will make a Tefillin Zekel or make a mentala for a Sefer Torah or something from an old jacket, from an old coat that was worn out, they would use it. So he says, against the Ramah. I had talking to Chazin in the Gemara in the end of Zochim that the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to make anything, you're not allowed to use anything
not allowed to use material to make a mizbeach from wood, so nishtam shebol had yod. So he says, apparently, the minhag of them is that they assume that that's only a din for the mizbeach. He wants to bring a raya that it says that they brought chokhman, ezim, and tabat, v'chumah, they brought their own private jewelry that they were wearing. What does it mean? That they made the jewelry, but then they never wore it. Pashup shot, they wore it, and then at the end of the parsha you read that they brought the maris ha-tzoivet, ha-shiptov ha-pesach ha-moyen. So you see also, those were mirrors. Rashi quotes Medrash, those were mirrors, and Moshe Rabbeinu was mistapik, whether he should allow them to donate it, because they used to look in the mirrors to beautify themselves. Moshe Rabbeinu thought, it doesn't fit in the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Baruch Shem said, no, it's beautiful. That it's a mitzvah that the Jewish women should look attractive, that their husbands should love them. The gamgut. There's nothing wrong with using that for the as a donation for the Beis HaMikdash. So you see that even though they used it for private purposes, it was accepted for the Beis HaMikdash. You see that it's mutter. So then the Magen Aram says, well, maybe that's different because it's nishtana, because it was melted down. They didn't take the mirrors and use them as they were. They melted down all the mirrors, all the metal from the mirrors, and they made the kior out of it. And they melted down the chokhman, and the tabat, the chumas, all of these jewelry. They melted it down and they converted it into a big piece of gold or silver, whatever that they made, the oren, the menorah, whatever it is that they wanted to make from it. But they didn't use it in its original state. So the sign is, maybe there's no raya from the fact that the Chumash says that you use chokhman, and tabat, the chumas, and you use maris atzoiv. There's no raya to the minhag olam that even the shtam shebol ahedit is mutter, that the time that it's only a dinim is beach. Maybe the dinim is beach applies to all tashmish ikdushin, and even to tashmish, and these are different because they were nishtana. Then on the side of the orachayim, they have the hagor, they have heoris from the chsam sefer. So they quote there on the side, I'm not, you have to look into that, I'm not, the chsam sefer wrote it, or somebody abridged different shuvahs from the chsam sefer. So they quote there a tamsis of the shuvahs from the chsam sefer, Chelik Arachayim, where some sefer quotes a Ramban at the end of Vayakel. The Ramban distinguishes between the Maris Atzeres as opposed to the Chokhman Nezim and Tabaz Vichumas. How come Rashi quotes the Medrash? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know whether he's allowed to use the mirrors. And what did he know about the Chokhman Nezim and Tabaz Vichumas? That didn't bother him. These jewels, all the other jewelry, that didn't bother him. All of a sudden, only the Maris Atzeres he was wondering about. How come? The quote the Ramban has an interesting comment. He says the kior was made from the maris atzovus only. Vayasus hakior nechoshes is kana nechoshes. The maris atzovus is chosus hashatzovus pesach hamoed. The women had mirrors that were made from copper from the choshes. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know whether he should use these copper mirrors. Apparently, either the whole kior or the robe of the kior was made from maris atzeres, so that he didn't know. The chokhman, ezim, tabat, v'chumas, the whole donation that they gave from their jewelry was only less than 50% of whatever they were going to make. They were going to make a menorah, they were going to make a shulchan azor, a mizbach azor, mizbach hanachoshes, whatever they're going to make, this is going to be less than 50%. And since we're going to melt everything down and blend it all in together, it's going to be the miut of everything, so the Ramban says, so sort of bottled beroiv. I don't know if he means bottled beroiv. Shailat aim about the nisul hatchil. It's not a nisul. It's a psul. Shailat a psul. It's possible, but yeah. But I don't know. I don't know if he means that it's a problem of bottled beroiv. I don't know. Maybe he means that it means that you. Maybe he means to say that you koveya the status of the kli based on the rove of it. Was the rove of this kli originally used for something else or not? If the rove was used for something, if the rove of the material in the kli was originally used for a dvar hedyot, then it's called Nishtam Shebol HaHedyot. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering by the Maris HaTzovah. Hashemi came by the Chokhman Nez, and that was a miyut, so he didn't ask any shayla. He knew that that was okay. So that's the shayla. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that you may accept the Maris HaTzovah, is what was the answer? Why may you accept it? You may accept it because it's mehutah, because it's melted down. It's considered like Nishtana, Karim Chadosh is Bolakam, but if it wouldn't be mehutah, I take an old jacket that I can't wear anymore and I make a mental of it, say the Torah out of it. So is that permissible or not? So I'm clear. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu that here is mutter because of Mehutah? I told him, no, it's mutter because the din of Nishtam Shebol HaHedyot is only a din in Mizbeach. It doesn't apply anywhere else. That's the deal that the Magen Avraham has. He says the Ramos says there on Kuf Mem Zayin that you're not allowed to do it. And he says the minhag of them is that they do it. Ramos, I think, quotes it from the Maharil. you're not allowed to use this Nishtam Shabbat Maruf, what's it from earlier Rishon, that the din of Nishtam Shabbat Lehedyot applies not only to the Mizbeach, that's more at the very end of the Zohar, it even applies to all Tashmish Egdusha, and then the Magen Avraham says even to Tashmish, to Tashmish, like the Paroicha. Talus is never used with kriyas for the shulchan. The problem is the talus is a tashmishay mitzvah. Tashmishay mitzvah should have kedusha called man mitzvah. Should have kedusha called man mitzvah. The family, the kedusha that has called man mitzvah is just not to use it for divrei kol. To use it for divrei mitzvah, family uses it. I think you're not allowed to. Even after it's already used out and you can no longer use it for tefillin, I think you're still not allowed to use it to collect stockings. The pasuk describes by Vayehu Anoshim Al Anoshim that the men and the women came together when they were giving the donation. But some Achronim point out, why is Vayehu Anoshim Al Anoshim? Because the women were giving major donations over here. They were giving away Chofen Esen V'Tabat V'Chumah. They were giving away expensive jewelry. And the Gemara says in the end of Baba Kama that a Meshulach who goes around to collect for a yeshiva, for tzedakah, or whatever, if he knocks on the door and the woman wants to give him a large donation, he's not allowed to accept it. He's only permitted to accept small donations from the women. For the husbands, he can accept even large donations. Because Mashikon Tisha kind of bylaw, so the woman doesn't, strictly speaking, the woman doesn't really own all of the property, the money that she has in the house. The money that she has belongs to the husband. So if it's a small donation, so it's an umdan the mukhar, so the husband will not be makbid. But if it's anything significant, maybe the husband would be makbid that his wife is giving so much money away. So that's why the Gemara says you're not allowed to collect the major donations unless the husband is there. And the wife wants to make out a check for 100,000, the husband says, okay, you cool. So some say that's why it says, vayavayu anoshim al anoshim, that they came together for the donation, so that's why the Meshulach, Moshe Rabbeinu, was permitted to accept the money from the women, even though it was a major donation. The Meshe Chochma has this comment also from the beginning of Parshas Truma, and it's similar to the Kolish. Mi'ez Kolish, Hashem Benali, the big Christian of life, say Kolish. The Tosis writes in Bava Kama in the first parak, that Kol HaTarukulah V'loshen Zohan Emer. We have no neutral gender. But the whole Torah is written by Lashon Zohar. It's not written by Lashon Nekev, but it applies. Ish Vakos V'Ish Eliyish. Women have the same din. Unless it says Ish. Whenever it says Ish, then it means Ish V'lo Yishon. Unless you have a ribuy. Ki Gav Shor Ish Ashor Yehu. If it would have said Ki Gav Shor Odom Ashor Yehu, Aitaz Reyehu, doesn't say Re'uto. That's the Lashon Zohar number, that wouldn't be anything. It wouldn't mean anything. There's no deal. But now that it says Ki Gav Shor Ish, so I really should have been medayik ish v'la isha. So that's why the Mishnah in Bava Kama needs the pasuk to be marbed that ish v'akos v'isha l'ish. It's not for the fact that it says ish, there wouldn't be any problems. So here it says ish, and there is no pasuk that says that it's to be taken lav dafkin. The Meshach Chochma says, no, it's to be taken dafkin. Because the women are not permitted to give major donations. I think here the Sforno says it on this pasuk in Vayacha. But the Vadya Sforno says like that. By Avoyho Anoshim Al Anoshim is based on that Gemara, the end of Bava Kama. But you're not allowed to accept major donations from the women, because Masha comes to Isha Kana Bana. I saw on the Sefer Ravid Hazor, he has a comment on the Pasuk Chalish, Shanim Tzayit, Tcheles V'Agom, V'Telah Shanim, V'Shesh V'Izim, etc. Heviyu. But the Lashon is a little strange, that Chalish Shanim Tzayit. What kind of an expression is that? Kolisha Iviyu Tcheles V'Agom V'Telah Shanim. Whoever happened to have it, whoever didn't have it, didn't give it. Not everybody gave all of these things. Those who have these things gave them. So he says that he has the feeling that perhaps the Pasuk is telling us another thing. Let's say somebody comes to donate this to the Beis HaMikdash, to Moshe Rabbeinu, to give it for the Mishkan, for the Binyan HaMishkan. And how do you know that it's his? Maybe it's stolen goods. Maybe it's not his. Ain't on a man who's Dovah Shein HaShalom. So we assume the Chazak, Kol Masha Tachas Tziyad, Meharev Shalom. That's what it says in the Gemara Shavuot. He says that maybe that's the connotation of this phrase, Kol Isha Shanim Tzayita, whoever had it, so we assume that it's really his. So the Chazak, Kol Masha Tachas Tziyad, Meharev Shalom. Then he goes into a whole dissertation about this. He quotes the Shachim, Chayshim Mishpat, he quotes the Chuvas Harif, he says that that's Tzalocha. But yeah, but the Gemara has that Tzalocha. The Chazak, Kol Masha Tachas Tziyad, Meharev Shalom, whoever has money, the same man is Mekadosh and Isha with the ring. So you have to have Eidim Lekim Adovah. So the Eidim are watching. How do the Eidim know that the ring belongs to the Chassan? Maybe it's a stolen ring. Maybe his grandmother loaned him the ring. Who says that it belongs to the Chassan? If it's not his, so many Mishnayim say that the Kiddushin is not Chav. So the answer is, if he has the ring in his hand, and the rabbi asks, is this your ring? You always have to ask, is this your ring? He says, yeah, is it a Shavu Putzo? The Eidim said they think it's a Shavu Putzo, but then the Kiddushin are good. So we assume Chazak, the Kama Shetar, Siyad, and Harei Shalom. Some of he has it, we assume that it's his. The Mishnah in Ksubis says that it's the wife's responsibility to cook the meals and to wash the clothing and to if the husband has a farm and he shears off the wool from the lamb, so that the wife's obligation is to spin thread out of the wool. That's what the Mishnah says in Ksubah. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus, and he quotes that Mishnah, that the source for that is this pasuk. The Gemara doesn't mention it. The pasuk says, "Kol ishes chach maslei biyadei atavu v'yaviu matzah." So the Rambam says, you see from this pasuk that that's the women's job. It's understood that there are certain jobs that the husband is supposed to do, certain jobs that the women are supposed to do. Women are supposed to wash the dishes and cook the food and so on. Today, some people make shutfits. Everything is 50-50. One day he cooks the meal, one day she cooks the meal. It's not normal. So it says that the women cook the meals and the women do the... says that Avraham Avinu asked his wife, Lushi Vasi Ugo, that she should bake the challah. Why? The meal is her day. Allow a woman to chef, no? The first thing in the Yeridaya. I feel a woman shouldn't chef. Rambam asks on the pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Kukas, it says, "Those Kukas Atar Shativ Hashem Neim Adaber Bnei Yisrael Yikwei Lech Afar Adum Atmin." Rambam asks that it should say the reverse. Adaber Hashem Amoshi Valaram Neim Adaber Bnei Yisrael V'Amar To Aleim Zois Kukas Atar. Why does it say Zois Kukas Atar? This is the din Adaber Bnei Yisrael. Should say the reverse. That's the Rambam's concept. So they say over in the name of the Biskirov, I remember Rav Gerelik told us so. Notice, I think it's printed already. They say in the name of the Biskirov that he said Shad based on a perception Sanhedrin. In the first parak in Sanhedrin, it lists off all the things that you need a Beznah 3 and a Beznah 23. And then it says, what things do you need a Beznah Gadol for? So the Tosefta adds on more than there appears in the Mishnah. It says that you require authorization of a Beznah Gadol in order to make a paradum. That that guy's going to get a bunch of kohanim on his own, and you're going to make a paradum, go to the Haramishka, to the Harazeth, make their own paradum. So you can't do that. It has to be with the approval of the Beznah Gadol. That's what it says in the Tosefta. Why? So the Pasha Pshat is that this is an Indian of Tribur. The mitzvah of paradum is not a mitzvah that somebody should make a paradum when you need it. The Tzibur should make a paradum. The Kreilecha should be purchased with Mammon HaTzibur, with the Kesel HaTzibur. That's a mitzvah that's Metalos HaTzibur should be supervised by the Beznagor, like the Karbanos Tzibur was supervised by the Beznagor. That's a Pasha Pshat. So they say in the name of the Bizkur of Novel is based on the Pasuk, that it says, Doishchukas HaTzairah, this is the Din HaTzairah. The first Din of the Torah is Daber al Bnei Yisrael. That Moshe Rabbeinu has to tell Bnei Yisrael to do it. Why? Because the Gemara says in the first parak from Sanhedrin, Moshe Rabbeinu b'malkam ayin aleph koi. Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of a beznagom. So that's the first step in the din ha'teres. Those who have ha'teres, that Bnei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu has to tell them that they have to do. That's the mocker for the tesefta, that it has to be authorized by the beznagom. What is a parah? Parah is the same thing as the egel. Rashi quotes, Togo ha'emes kameach soyal zvinot. Rashi quotes in the Medrash. Rashi always quotes the Bamidbar Rabba, he always calls it Rav Moshe HaDarshan. We have it as Bamidbar Rabba. I think every time Rashi quotes Rav Moshe HaDarshan, it's always in the Bamidbar Rabba. There's some kind of a reason for it, I don't know. Some kind of a historical reason. So the Medrash Rabba says that the Chet HaEgel was miskaper with the Poradum. So the Egel and the Porah is the same thing, the only difference is in age. So the Tanoim have a machlokes. The very first mission in Torah has a machlokes of Leiz and the Hachamim. What is the cutoff point? So the purpose of Egla Rufa, it has to be Dafke an Egel, the younger age. It can't be the older age. So Rav Leiz sheet is that Torah is about Egel is Egel or Egla. Egel is Dafke and Egel is Nekes. Sometimes you have to bring a carbon as an Egel. It has to be Dafke Bashnasa. And the Torah is Bashteshana. After the first birthday, into the second year. The Chachamim disagree, we pass like the Chachamim, that an Egel is Bashtayim and the Torah is a Bashalosh. It has to be after the second birthday into the third year. Shaila in the Gemara, how much into the third year? And Chassidim Tanya says that the Rambam left out the whole sugya in the Gemara. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that it has to be 30 days into the third year. So it's not Chachamim, it should have to be 30 days into the third year, 30 days into the second year, and the Rambam doesn't quote that. It just sounds from the Rambam. After the second birthday, it's already called the Torah. You don't have to wait till it's a month old. It's 2 years plus a month, and it's Bashalosh. After the second birth, it's already Bashalosh. So that's the machlokes of Leiz and the Chachamim. What's the cutoff point? Leiz says that the Egel is Bashnas and the Parah is Bashtayim. And the Chachamim disagree that the Egel is Bashtayim and the Parah is Bashalosh. Special then the Yikwe Lecha. The Gemara says that the Nekach is crucial here. By all other karbonis, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that the purchasing is not a halacha. Of course, if you don't buy it, then you can't be makdashit. But the purchasing is not, and even let's say all other karbonis, or a karbon yachid, can either be paid for by the person who wants to bring it, or paid for by someone else. Someone can be makdashit karbon on the nashi is kata by chavera. Somebody else can be makdashit karbon on the understanding that it should be oila for me. So I never really paid for it, he paid for it. The korban yochid, certainly the purchasing it is just in order to enable the person to be magdashit. I don't have to purchase it. Let's say I'm a chayv of korban chatos. I was mechal shabbos b'shegis. I don't have to buy the korban chatos. If someone else will buy it and be magdashit and ask me, and I'll approve it. So then they can be magdashit al manas that I should be miskaper. No good enough. He's a deal in Achroinim, have a home of Lakers, when someone else is Magdish, and Menashe is Kappa Bechaveh, that I should gain the Kappara, when their Magdish has to become mine, does that also accomplish that now the Bissar had the Hema belongs to me? Oh, no, the Bissar Behema is not mine, it's his. I'm just the Bala Korban with respect to the Hema. That's a deal, the Bizkarov says, it does not become mine, and the Magdish says, it does a deal, but I'll put on the buying of the Behema, that's not crucial for the Korban. If it's not yours, you can't be magdish. But somehow, in Karbanis Tzibur, it's halacha that they all have to be bought with Machlis HaShekel money. That's the Ikuvah. But the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, at the beginning of the second paragraph, that the purchasing of the Paraduma is clearly a separate din. It says the yikhu ilechu, the Torah requires the yikhu, that it should be dafke purchased. By the other Karbanos Tzibur, it's just assumed that that's the purpose of the Masa Shekel. But it's not that the Maisa Halakicha plays such a major role. That's what Igmar suggests on Dafkav Gimel and Avei Dizari, that there's a Machlekes HaTanaim in the Mishnah, in Korah, Perek Beit Mishnah Aleph, etc. Rav Lezer's opinion is, Eina Nikachas Min Optika Kavu, like a Chama Matirin. Rav Lezer says, you're not allowed to buy a Por Aduma from a Goy. Even though the Goy is the only one who has the Por Aduma, you can't buy from him. It wouldn't be good. But Igmar talks about that. He would have to sell it to another Jew, and then they would have to buy it from him. The people have to buy it from a Jew, according to Rav Lezer. So the Gemara has a machlokes. What's the reason for Ablezer? Is it because of the Xeris HaKot and Dabo B'nei Yisrael Yikhu Eilech or B'nei Yisrael Yikhu Eilech or B'nei Yisrael Yikhu Eilech? That if Allah in the Mecca has to be Dafka from the Yisrael. And the Gemara says that this is a din that only applies to, wouldn't apply to any other Korban. The din that would only apply to Torah Aduma because it is Tosik. A special din of the Mecca, of the purchase of the Torah Aduma. Well, no, the reason why Ablezer holds that you're not allowed to buy from a Nafi is because you have to be Choshesh. And maybe the Nochi was Rovei of the Behemoth, because the Nochi Machashurim al Mishka Behemoth. And whenever Mum passes from Mum, from Lachm Shamum Paisel, so Aveira Paisel. So the Behemoth would be a Rovei of the Nirva, Mishka the Nevad, or a Shora Niskal, Shosha Orgasod, and another of the Behemoth that was involved in Aveira Zor Gilei Rais Hashvicha Zomit. Either Shoran Nisqal was involved in Shvicha Zomit, or Avei Avinivu was involved in Gilead, right? Or Mukta bin Eber was involved in Avei Dizoris, or Kol Mokum Shalom Paisel, or Aveira Paisel. But say that that's the Pshad, then Rav Lezer wouldn't only say that you can't buy directly from the Nachri, let the Nachri sell it to another Nachri, and then you'll be able to let the Nachri sell it to the Israel, and then the Bezer will be able to buy it from the Israel. No. And then Rav Lezer will apply to all Karbanos as well. So the Gemara says that is true, that is the real reason. Same way Rav Lezer applies to all Karbanos Kulam. The Gemara says that's what it says in the Mishnah and Torah. We know that it's in all Karbanos because they're Hashudim al Mishka Behem. But the Gemara quotes the price that maybe by Paradume, even if you have a Nachri, a Pruma Nachri, and you know that he's not Koshin al Mishka Behem. So you know for sure, let's say you have Aiden watching, they know the Martians are better than a senior, they have Aiden watching and they know Bavadai, that nobody was Boal HaKoradumor, so still as the Martians says, Rav Lezer may hold that you still not allowed to buy from an office. So special din of Mikhoi, special halacha of Mecca. The Mishnah says that you have to, the Mishnah and Torah says that you shouldn't, you have to wait till it's a Torah and then buy it. You're not supposed to buy it when it's an egg and wait till it grows up to become a parah. So the machlek is the Rambam and the Ravid in the very beginning of Hilchos Parah Duma, what that means. The Rambam says it grows on the Mecca. Rambam holds it, even though we don't hold like this Rav Lezer that you can't buy from an Ofri, but we do hold that there is a din of Mikvah. But the Mecca has to be when it's a parah already. The very first halach on the Rambam Hilchos Parah Aduma, they loy kameglo on the gadol moisa shenema v'yikchei lecha parah v'loy eglo. You should buy it when it's already a parah. You shouldn't buy it when it's an eglo and let it grow up. And the Ravid, the very first Ravid on the first page in Hilchos Parah Aduma is nasig on the Rambam. He says there is no such good. What do you mean you can't buy it? Loy men hashem uze. Ella, the Ravid has an interesting interpretation. He says that there is a din of mechusas man. Now usually the din of Chusas Ma means a behemoth before it's 8 days old, because it says Shirasam Yitachasino the Yamashmihala Titnali. Just blended together two psukim. There's one pasuk in Mishpatim that says by Kor, and there's a pasuk in Emor that has it by all other karbonim. It says the same din that the first 7 days you can't be makavit, from the 8th day on you can. But the first 7 days there's more calls than the Chusas Ma. And the Gemara says the Seirish Chusas Ma not only is an Isa Hakrovir. The Gemara says there's an Isa HaKdoshe. The Ravid proves it. The Yom Rabbanon, the Gemara has a spirit. It says, Shivas Yom Yitach HaSimo, for 7 days you can't be Makavit. The Yom HaShmini V'Holi Yirat of the Kavanish HaShem. From the day of the 8th day. What about Leil Shmini? The Gemara says it's a bit of a spirit that the first Pasuk implies that Leil Shmini is good. The second Pasuk says Leil Shmini is no good. The first Pasuk says, Shivas Yom Yitach HaSimo. Shivas Yom. And after the Shivas Yom Yirat of Leil Shmini, he may be makrivit. And the second passage says, no, but Yom HaShmini V'Holah. for the Yom of Shmini, but Leil Shmini is no good. So it's Stephen. So the Gemara in Zvachim, I think on Daf Tes, another place, the Gemara asks this kasha, and he says the Gemara answers the Yom Rabban, Laila Mekdusha Yom Lehatzor. What does it mean? That Leil Shmini is admitted to be Magdishin. Leil Shmini, Magdishin. And Yom Shmini, you're permitted to be makrovit on the Mizbeach. You can't be makrovit by Laila. So you see, for that Gemara, Avaloba, Yom HaShvi, but on the Yom HaShvi, there's an Issa to be Magdish. That's the rabbit's proof. It only proves it's the Beferish in the Gemara. I don't know why the rabbit had proof. It's the Beferish in the Gemara. The Gemara says, black and white, that the Issa Mechusa's man is not only an Issa HaKrovit, an Issa Shtit, it's an Issa HaKdosh as well, forbidden to be Magdish. So the rabbit says, there's nothing wrong with buying the Paraduma when it's too young, and letting it, and wait till it grows up later. Dina Mikroi. There's no din there. There are no dinim in Mikroi. Blessed is the house that there are dinim in Mikroi, that you're not allowed to buy from Anochri. You can't buy a special dinim about the Shata Lekis. The rabbi says, we don't hold like that. There's no dinim about Lekis. It's a dinim about the Hagdoshe. You buy yourself a Paraduma, and then you magdish it. So you can buy it when it's an eagle. An eagle is not going to turn into a pori. You have to buy it when it's an eagle. Hagol is not going to turn into a pori, even if it's an eagle, no? If you get yourself an eagle, you face the yaw, and then you fatten it up, and it'll grow up to be a pori aduma. So that's okay, the rabbi says, nothing wrong. You shouldn't be magdishes until later. Why? Because that's called mechusas man. Every korban has its own degree of mechusas man. So by normal korban is what it's yom hashmini gehalah. So the definition of mechusas man is before the 8th day. By pori aduma, where the shear of par is Bashal Hashanim, Shal Hashanim doesn't mean it's dafke, it has to be in the third year. It means it can't be earlier. If it's later, it's also good. If it's there, Shal Hashanim is also good, the Mishnah says. Raman quotes that. Bashal Hashanim, Abbasarba, older is also good. Mahitha Kain is also kshayim. So the writer says that since over here, before it passes the birth, the second birthday, it's a Mechusas Ma'an, that the Nisa to be Makdashid at that time, the Shem Korabu. The Gemara has like that. The Gemara at the end of the Zohar says the Seder is like that. You have another din of Mechusas Man. Also, the Esnol of Sishchatu B'Yoy Mechot. Let's say have a behemoth that's way over 8 days. But I shechted either also or the Bino on one day. Then I want to bring the other one in the Beit HaMikdash on the same day. Also or Bino. So you're not allowed to bring it on the same day because you'll violate also the Zohar. What if you went ahead and you did bring it on the same day? So you violated also the Ezbenot. So Tassel is the carbon. So the Gemara says, yeah, the carbon is pumped because of the din of Mechusas Man. Mechusas Man is an Issa to be Magdashid, and it's an Issa to be Makrovit, and it's a Pshu. So the Gemara says that that's Mechusas Man. So you see the fairness of Mechusas Man doesn't only mean before the 8th day. Mechusas Man means whenever you have to wait before you have a right to be Magdashid. So it's called Mechusas Man. So in each particular, in each case, you judge individually. Is this a Mechusas Man?
And there's only us to come to our craver, but also it's
not being demanded.
Probably not. Right. How can you say that Mechusas Man is only, you could define it as Mechusas Man, so how can you say that the adult of Mechusas Man is
meaning the rabbi was Mechadish, so here's the Nisa Habdosh also on this new kind of Mechusas Man. I don't know, there's hard to say. I don't know if there's a Nisa Habdosh on the most of the known. But yesterday it was good. Right. Yeah, I think the reason why intuitively you think that it's no Issa, because yesterday I could have been Magdish. I could have been Magdish. You're going to tell me that today it's also to be Magdish. How can you say it's Mechusas Man? I think the Gemara says you're right on every step of the avodah. The Gemara says in Shmura, you're right if you're shoychet, and if you're mekabel of dam, and if you're zorik the dam, and moilok the dam, and makta the inurim. Every step of the way, you're right on Nisan and Christmas. I think so. There I can understand why this, I imagine the din is that there's no Issa HaKadosh on Otev Ezmo. I have to check in the Gemara. I would think that there's no Issa because yesterday it wasn't a Mechusas Man. Today it became a Mechusas Man. But here, this Paraduma was a Mechusas Man from the first day it was born. The Tchilat of the Mechus is not. So this is more similar to the Yom HaShmini.
But also, yesterday,
it
was
Musa
the
chapter,
the father, the
daughter,
the son.
Right.
Right? And now it's
the
whole time today, it's
after
the
chapter
of the
one. But that we have no brayer, that's the pasuk.
Right, that's the pasuk. So
but the stand the pasuk to say that
there's
also
Nisa
Hakdash, so that can say Nisa Hakdash now. I think also Nisa Hakdash, but it's hard to believe that there should be a Nisa Hakdash. Maybe there is, I don't know. I have to look in the Gemara and Chulin. And Chulin is as well. The third, there is no Isa Hakdosha because yesterday was Mutal Hakdosha. Why should it be also today Hakdosha? It's only also the Shavta. But over here, from the day it was born, it was also to use it. You can't use it as a Paradum. Each time is it, there's an Isa Hakdosha. Both, it applies to both, yeah. I think the Gemara says it's written right. It's written right next to the pasuk of Korbanos there in Parshas Nechah. That's how the Gemara knows that it's called Mechus Hazman. Otherwise, why in the world would you think Bechlal that it's Mechus Hazman? If you just say that he violates any Sosvesbenot, why should it be a Psula Mechus Hazman? The Gemara says no. Since it's written in the parsha of Korbanos, you see that it has something special. There is a special Korban Din to it. Over and above the regular Chulin Dikidin. That the Gemara does say, yeah. That's the Xeris HaKosis, that it has to be Dafke Kolshin Bakul. In fact, the Mishnah has a Shail in the end of Zochim, just like the Din of Shkutekot, that Yichai Koreis, and maybe if we shech the four Aduma in Yerushalayim, it should be possible. It is possible. Maybe it should be an Isra of Shkutekot. All other Kabbalahs you have to shech the Afki and the Azara. So if you shech anything, any Korban Chutz L'Azara, you violate Shkut Echut. For Adum, you have to shech the Afki and the Chutz L'Shalosh Machna. It says, Nehoti Yot and the Chutz L'Machna. So the Gemara says that it means Chutz L'Shalosh Machna. The Rambam is strange. That's what the Haskina points out. He doesn't understand what the world the Rambam is talking about. Beginning of Perek Gimel, and Hilchot for Adum, he writes, Ein Tzorach Nefachora, and the Chutz L'Hara Abayis, Shenem, Nehoti Yot and the Chutz L'Machna. What do you mean chutz l'har abayis? The Gemara says chutz l'sholosh machnos. Not enough chutz l'har abayis. It has to be chutz l'Yerushalayim. If it's the third Yerushalayim, chutz l'har abayis is also possible to the Yedin. But the Haskina says he doesn't know why the Rambam writes it. Very strange. But the Mishnah, the last perek in Kulin, the last perek in Zochim, is perek paras chatos. Zochim has 14 zochim. You can't compare the Shabbos with 24. 14 is also not there. The next and last parak, the 13th parak, is all about shechet bachut and mala bachut, shkut echut. And the last parak gives you the exceptions to the rule of shkut echut. So it says that for aduma, since it's not right level, Pesach Olamai doesn't even have the whole din bechlal of shkut echut. And if it would have had a din of shkut echut, it would have been just the reverse. That if you shecht it in Yerushalayim, it would have been a violation of shkut echut, because the only makom hechsher it has is chutz Yerushalayim. Noichach Olamai, yes. The din is that they used to do it when they made the Paradum, and they used to shecht it on Hara Mishkan, Hara Zaysin. That's not Ma'akev, and then Hasina points out. You read the Gemara and Kukhi Gimla Madalev and Yad Zochim, that's not Ma'akev, that it's Vidavke on Hara Mishkan. Noichach Oel Moed, and the Gemara in the first Perek and Yuma has long Arichas and how the Kohen who did the Shechitas Poro and the Shechitas Poro, they could see Mamish the Dalsa Sahecho. The Gemara says all the gates of the Beit HaMikdash were open, the Mechuvim Zekin Egezah in such a way, and it was high and low in such a way that the one who was standing on top of Hara Mishka, Hara Zeitzin, could see the gates of the Heichal. That's not the Ikuva. If you have your back towards the Beit HaMikdash, that's the Ikuva. That'll possibly be evident. As long as you're facing, generally speaking, you're facing that direction of the Beit HaMikdash, that's called Nechach Pesach Olamayit. That's already a Mahajim, and a Mahajim that he faces and he looks. Mamish, and he sees the Pesach Oel Moed. He sees the door inside and all the doors on Mechuvim Zekin Egezah in order that the one who does the Tzreifas HaFora should be able to see the Pesach HaHechol. But it's the Tzreifas in the Mishnah that the only Mokim that it's good is Chutz L'Sholosh Mamish. The Mishnah says that the Mishnah says in Parah that you have to have Kohanim Ksherim to do a Kohen Balmon can't do the Korah Adumah. The Avodah Tzakorah, the Chatzis Karachman, it's like a carbon. even though it's done legamre bachut, but it has the status of a korban. You have to have davka koyin who's wearing big dekuna, and he has to do the avoida of the poor aduma. What are the avoidas? So there are various avoidas. Shchita, it has the same as shchita by other korban. And the Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Yuma. It's around Daf Mem Beis, so there's a machlokes in the middle of Yuma whether shchita is poor aduma bizar ptula or not. We pass in a shchita kshir bizar by all korban. What about poor aduma? That's machlokes. Why is there machlokes? The Gemara explains why. It's not really a korban. It's a strange thing. What kind of a korban? It's not done in the Beis Hamikdash. It's not a korban. Torah says you have to treat it as if it's a korban, but it's not really a korban. So it's not really a... So what are you going to say? The shechita lav avoidah hi. The other things that you're going to do also lav avoidah. The zrikas adam and the treifas haporon. Also not avoidah. And still you have to have that here, a koyin with big lekuna. So the shechita also you can insist that you need a koyin with big lekuna. But the Rambam Paskin is not so. The Rambam Paskin is like that mandam. It's a shadow. How did the Rambam know? Machlokes Rav Shmuel, how to know which one to pass from. So the Mefarshim talk about. But the Rambam Paskin is that Shechita Ksheir Bizar by Par Aduma, just like by all other Karbonis. The only things that are not Kosher Bizar are the Sreifas HaPorah has to be Yakoin, and the Zrikas Adam, the Kabbalah Adam. There is no Halacha. You don't have to go anywhere. But you have Kabbalah Adam, and you have Zrikas Adam. Norcha Pesach Hazuah Adam, not Zrikas. Zrika means Alam Mizbech. It's Hazor Pesach Nechach Chesach Oyal Moir Nechach Pnei Oyal Moir Midom Hashem HaKomim. Where does he do the Kabbalah Sadam? In his hand. Lotach Alam Zatam Midom Abiy Esbon. He collects the dam in his hand when he shefts it. He collects the dam in his hand and then he does with his right hand, he does the Hazor. He doesn't use the Kli Shoris. He doesn't use the Kli Bechlau. He doesn't use the Kli Bechlau. You have to have Kiddush Adayim Raglaim also. The Rambam quotes in the Mishnah is in Torah. You have to have Kiddush Adayim Raglaim. The chatchila, the kiddush of Aglam should be done with the klisharis, but the yevet, if it's done without the klisharis, it's also good because it's done bachutz. What do you mean because it's done bachutz? So the pashtus is because there is no shame klisharis, put klam mikdash. Why should there even be a din of chatchila? I'm not exactly sure. But that's a mishnah in Zohar, that klisharis don't have their special status of klisharis outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Where is that? The end of... At the end of Hamizbeach Mekadesh, there is a din of Klisharis on the Kachin. Kulamei Mekachim Ela Bakodesh. It's a Mishnah Teches Amaral. The last Mishnah in Hamizbeach Mekadesh in Zvokim. It says Klisharis are all in Mekadesh in the Yazor. Chutz Lazor, they're not Mekadesh. Why? So the Bizgarab says that the Rasoveshik said also that the Mishnah means to say a cloud that there's no shame Klisharis Chutz Lamikvash. So according to that, what the Rambam is quoting the Mishnah, that Lachatchila should do the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim with the Kli Shorei, but for the Eved, if you did it with the Kli Chol, even if the Kli Chol is not even right to be a Kli Shorei, let's say it was a Kli Cheres, which is not even right to be Mekadesh, still the Rambam says for the Eved, the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim would be good. Why? Because it's being done Bachut. So there is no Shem Kli Shorei Bachut. The Shaila says, how is there a Shem Big Dekuna Bachut? That's the Shaila. But the Big Dekuna Ali Kuga. The Mishnah says that whoever does the Avodah Kapora, whether it's a Kohen Hedyot or a Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear Shemayna Begadim. Let's say the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash one fine day wants to bring the Korban Talmid. So what does he wear? Does he wear Shemayna Begadim or does he wear Dalet Begadim? You don't need a Kohen Gadol to bring a Korban Talmid. So maybe he's not functioning in the role of the Kohen Gadol. Maybe you should say that he does need Shemayna Begadim. Says that it's not so. The Kohen Gadol always needs Shemayna Begadim, even if he's functioning as a plain old Kohen Hedyot. And if he's going to wear Avod Begadim when he does a plain carbon, the Avodah will be possible. Even though he didn't down the Hakla the Kohen Gadol, why not be Merchel on the Kohen Gadol? Any plain old Kohen Hedyot could have done it. But then it's not good because the Kohen Gadol has to wear Shemayna Begadim. But here, with respect to Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah says explicitly whether the Kohen Gadol or the Kohen Hedyot does it, they wear Avod Begadim. So the Tosefta, the Mechassin quotes the Shlomo Melech on Korah, who quotes the Tosefta. The Tosefta says, and how do you know that you always wear Avod Begadim? Because we learn out of Gzeres Shava Chuka Chuka. It says over here, goes to Tzitzat Torah, and it says by Avodah Yom Kippur. The expression Chuka. So we learn in Gzeres Shava that just like you have Avod Begadim on Yom Kippur, the full big day love on, so too over here you have the four begodim. The Shlomelach likes to attach on the Rambam. The Rambam, when he quotes this, then says that whether it's a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedyot, you wear the Avod Begadim of the Kohen Hedyot. So he says, Tilei Kloim, you don't wear. First, I should like to show what Caleb shall train heady bench, I saw train heady bench, I saw train gobble. Let's compare Caleb and Loch Yud Bay and the Ramam Hilchas Paraduma. So the Mishla Melech and that Rambam, yes, but still ain't blowing. That's not the Abu of Gordon that you wear. And had you the Avnet had Kilayim, we assume. And the Kan Gordon Kip of the Avnet was everything was Shesh, big day Shesh. And the Tosefta says, on that Mishnah in Torah, that you're learning there Shavu Chupa Chupa, so you don't wear big day plain hedges. You wear four big day Lavan, that would be the parallel of big day Lavan of the Kan Gordon Yom Kippur. You don't wear Abu Akalim Shal plain hedges. Because he doesn't have any test. He thinks that the Rambam is wrong over here. But it's not so. But some, there's a problem here. What do you mean that he wears big day kuhune chutz lamigdash? If you say that there's no shame klishar it's chutz lamigdash, weren't the big day kuhune also klishar? There's an athletic Rashi in the Ritvon Kiddushin, the end of the second paragraph. Gemara says, and the phrase appears a few times in Zochim. 5-10 times in Zochim. The Loshim appears that you have to do the avodah, b'koyin kosher b'klishar. What do you mean? Bitcoin kosher, big klishar. Shouldn't be a cholok. Only avoid it. Have to be done. Bitcoin kosher, big klishar. What do you mean, big klishar? So Rashi says Bitcoin kosher is not a balmum. It's not a cholok. Shouldn't be wearing big echol. Has to wear klishar. Big klishar. And Ritva disagrees. That's how Rashi writes on Zohar, and that's how Tosis writes on Kiddush in the end of the second term. And the Ritva in the end of the second time of conclusion, the Achrayim and the Shalom Melech and others make a big talk about this Ritva. The Ritva says that there is no such thing. Digre Kuna never called Klisharis. Klisharis means the kelim that you use should be Klishar. But the Digre Kuna is separate. That's Koin Kosher. Koin Kosher has to wear Digre Kuna in order to be called the Koin Kosher. And he has to do the Avodah with the Klisharis. When he does the Vika Sadam, he should do with the Klishar. But it's not the Digre Kuna is Klishar. But has enough Kamina Ladina, can you be paid there? Can you be paid at Digre Kuna? Or not. Klisharis have no pidyon. Sehema klisharis. Mishnah says in Mila, there are two things of Hegdash have no pidyon. There's Sehema or klisharis. The klisharis not have pidyon. What about Digde Kuna? The Rashi interpretation say in several places that Digde Kuna are klisharis. That also has no pidyon. And the Ritvoa disagrees explicitly, says it's not true. But I find all there, they all think the Ritvoa is wrong. But over here, it's a particular problem. Because if you say that the Mishnah in Teichet is often the same, that there's no shame klisharis chutz lamikdash, and if you say that big dukuna klisharis like Rashi and Tosafos says, so how can you say that it's ma'akev that the kohanim who do the avodas of the Torah have to wear big dukuna when they're not in the azara? They're spending chutz to dima machnos. So what? It's like the Kiddush Namagalam of Hatzkiddush, you use klisharis, but the Yevah, the Raman quotes from the Mishnah is good even if it's not klisharis, because it's chutz. There is no status of klisharis but chutz. It doesn't have the maila. It doesn't have the special yichus of being klisharis when it's chutz. How come the big bikuna have a special status? Chutz la migdash. I don't know. So the Chorid should be a shtickle, raya. Unless you say it's a zeret akos, chutz. Everything here is a zeret akos. Let's say zeret akos. Unless you say it's a raya to the Ritvo, the big dikuna is not a klisha. Taisus and Menachos has the machlek is the Ramam and the Raiva, and the Taisus and Menachos has the Shail and Perikat Chelis. The heter for Kohanim to wear kilayim and the big dikuna, the Yavnim had kilayim. Does that heter only apply b'shat avoida, or does it even apply afilu shaloi b'shat avoida? So the machlek is the Ramam and the Raiva. Ramam says that the same hedgin has to take off the big nikuna right at the abnate right away because it's climb, and the ragged says that you don't have to take it off directly. The Tesis on Mem Alif and Menalif. On Mem on the days going over to Mem Alif and Menalif. And Menachis has also the 2 days. So they quote a Tosefta. Same look of a Tosefta the climb. The Tanya, big nikuna, big nikuna, God, Lame Mishim climb. Big nikuna, Kuddle, Shayot, Behem, Ba Medina, Chayer. If he goes out chutz lamigdash wearing the big dikuna, he's over on the Yisrael klayim. Bamigdash, when the Kohen Gadol is in the Beit HaMikdash, bein l'sharis, bein shlo l'sharis, tata. Even shlo b'shas avayda is mutter. But if he goes out of the Beit HaMikdash, then he's chayyad. That's what it says. The person that wants to understand, why? How come? If he say bein l'sharis avayda, bein... Rather that the Rama makes a distinction between Kohen Hay, Kohen Gadol, and Kohen Hedi based on that Tosefta. That's how the Beis HaLevi points out. Dr. Lane gave a shiur about this a few years ago. That apparently he wasn't aware of the fact that the Ragat Shava was a Talmud of the Beis HaLevi, and that the Beis HaLevi said this. He said, to the best of his knowledge, the Ragat Shava is the first one who came to this realization that that the Rambam distinguishes between Kohen Har, Kohen Gadol, and Kohen Hegyon. So there's a Chassidish Rav here. So he screamed out, no, the Beis HaLevi said it. That was the Rebbe of the Ragat Shava. That's where he got it from. The Ragat Shava learned as a child. He learned with Rav Chaim. He learned by the Beis HaLevi. He didn't hold from Rav Chaim. He called Rav Chaim the Brisker of Zun. The Brisker Rav's son. Rav Chaim was the Rav in Bris. He used to call him the son of the Beis HaLevi, who was the Brisker Rav. He recognized it. Rav Chava held that Beis HaLevi was the Brisker Rav. He wasn't going with the fact that Rav Chaim was the Brisker Rav. He didn't think that he was such a, was royal account. So the Rambam is based on this Tosefta. It's not the Beis HaLevi, this is Tosefta. Tosefta says that Kohen Gadol may wear the big bikun afilu shlo b'sha'as avodah, but the Rambam claims that's only Kohen Gadol, but Kohen Hedyot not. And Hedit may only wear his big bikuna b'shas avodah, shlo b'shas avodah not. But Tosefta finds this difficult. How can it be that Kohen Gadol may wear the big bikuna shlo b'shas avodah and ignore the problem of kilayim? But yotzei chutz l'medina chayav. If he walks out of the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayav. How can it be? Why should it be chayav? Because you mutter shechem. He says mutter even shlo b'shas avodah. Let it be mutter even chutz l'medash. And if it's chutz l'medash is also, so the mikdash shlo b'shas avodah should also be us. The Tosefta says an echanami. Sarachiyun, so he said, Yesh lama da chayim ed rabbonim. When it says in the Tosefta, if he goes chutz l'medash, it's only an isa de rabbonim, it's not an isa de rabbonim. The Rav Soloveitchik suggested you can say, not like Tosefta, you can say that since big bikuna have the status of kishore, and the Mishnah says in the Menachos on Teches, that kishore is chutz l'medash, don't have a chalashem kishore. So the hetzer to wear kilayim and big bikuna is only called man that they maintain the status of big bikuna. They only maintain the status of big bikuna when they have the status of kishore. They only have the status of klisharis in the mikdash. Chutz l'mikdash, there's no shame klisharis b'chlo. So one can even learn that that's a din d'oraisa and not a din d'rabbanan. But then the problem is, what do you do here by the parah dumah? Why shouldn't you say that you only need big bikuna l'chatzivan, but the yevid shouldn't tassel? Din is not true. But the yevid is tassel. And you say kacha, it's a chukah. Hagzeret hakaz b'chukah, it breaks all the rules. Okay. No. That's another thing. That the Kohanim who did the avodah of the Parah Adumah didn't wear any kilayim. That's a different thing. But the case is there, it's talking about a Kohen Gadol who is wearing regular. It's not talking about a Parah Adumah. It's talking in general. Kohen Gadol is going to wear big nikunim gzoila that have kilayim in them. Is it permissible shlo b'shas avodah? This case says shlo b'shas avodah is mutar v'chutz l'mikdash is off. For the purpose of Parah Adumah, that's one of the three cases we need Dafke Mayim Kayim. The Mishnah collects the three cases where you need Mayim Kayim. One of them is V'lokku le'atlatam in Afras Reves Achatas and often all of Mayim Kayim Al-Keli. You have to pour in the Kiddush Meitav, you have to pour the ashes from the Parah Adumah into Mayim Kayim, which was collected in a Kli. That's one case we need. Then in Parshas Mitzoyer it says, but for the purpose of Tahara Samatoyer, you have to take Shtei Tichon Chayes Tahoris, so he tells the Eidu Shin Salah, and then you have to shech the Shoch the Tzipor Hashchuto, you have to shech one Tzipor on top of the Mayim Chayim in the Kli. And the third time that you need Mayim Chayim is the Tfilas Hazar. The Zah can only become Tor, but you have Mayim Chayim. Then there's another din, that when a person is Tomei, whenever anybody's Tomei, wants to be Tovel in a Mikra, he can either be Tovel in a Mikra, which has to be Eshbore, or he can be Tovel in a Mayon, which is Mayim Chayim. There's two different types. But it's not that you need Dafke Mayim Chayim. The Gemara in Shabbos quotes on Mishnah. The Gemara in Shabbos on the very next Zah. We're on Kuf Ches. On the very next Zah, which we're going to skip, and we should take a look. The Gemara quotes on Mishnah from Torah. The bottom of Kuf Ches and Ralu. There is a machlokes tachanoim regarding the din of Mayon, the din of Mayim Chayim. It's not the last four lines on the daf. Who says kol hayamim kemikra? Shneimer mikra mayim kol hayamim. Anyway, Reb Meir. Reb Meir says that all big yamim do not have the status of a mayon. They only have the status of a mikveh, as there is our custom. Rav Yehuda disagrees and he says, no, only Yama Gadol can mikveh. Only the ocean. The ocean, despite the fact that the majority of the water in the ocean is from underground sources, and it should have had the status of a mayan, does not have the status of a mikveh. But if you have the other lake where the source of the water from under the ground, then it would have the din of a mayan. And Rabbi Yossi draws a distinction. He says, Kol hayam imitarim bezochlin, it has the status of a mayan, but for these dinim that you need mayan time, that's no good. Tulum lezavin, of the mitzvah, and the kadishlem meitatos, for that it's no good. But a din mayan, it would have. He disagrees with Rameh and Rabbi Yudha to say that it doesn't have a din mayan at all.
Not
sure that it works with the mayan. Is it mitar bezochlin? A mikvah is not mitar bezochlin. So the first two Tanaim say that the Yamim or the Yamagodl is Namish Dinakin mikveh, and it's only Mitaher B'Yeshborin, it's not Mitaher B'Zohan. Rabbi Yosi disagrees and says, no. If the source of the majority of the water is from underground sources, then it has the status of a Mayon. It's only no good for Tahara, Zavin, Saran, and Mikadisem Echatos. It's a special din, you need Bain Chai, and this is labeled as a mikveh. But it still has been a Mayon that is Mitaher B'Zohan. A lot of din. There's a din of Hazor Shlishi Yishri. There's a machloike. The Gemara says the Feirish in Kiddushin, but we have the Girs in the Gemara that the Hazor has to be Shlishi Yishri. Shlishi means not earlier than Shlishi. Anytime after Shlishi is good. But Shvi means Dafke 3 days after, 4 days after Shlishi. You can't do Shlishi and then Shmini. That's why we have the Girs of the Feirish. And the Rama must have had a different gear. So the Ravid says that's what it says by us. That's what the Tyson says. That's what it says by us. And the Rama must have had a different gear, a different shot. He writes that it's not shown. That you have to have Hazor Shlishi Shvi, but if you have Hazor Shlishi, the Shvi can be any time later. It's also good. Then the Rambam writes that the difference is that if you have Hazor Shlishi with Shvi, if the second Hazor is on the Yom HaShvi, then you have to have a Tfilah in the Mikveh, the Odom Tomei who touched the mate. Had the Hazor Shlishi Shvi has to be Tovim in the Mikveh after the Hazor Shvi. But if he's going to have the Hazor on Shmini or any other time, then the Rambam interprets the Mishnah in Torah saying that then it can be tabled in the mikveh before and have the Hazor later, that'll be good enough. The Rabbi says he doesn't know what he's talking about. Basically, in the Gilas, of course, Kosar Abin Atam, that a person is a Tami Mei, has to go to mikveh 3 times. He had a Dinain, Ein Hazor B'Lay Tzila, has to go to mikveh in order to enable himself to be Mekabel Hazor Shlishi. Then he has to go to mikvah on Yom HaShvi in order to enable himself to be mafshir himself in order to be mekabel Hazor Shvi. And then after he has his Hazor Shlishi Shvi, then he goes to the mikvah and then it becomes Tohar. The first two tzilas are in order to be roy to be mekabel the Hazor. Lekha Hazor B'Lay Tzvila. Other Rishonim say there is no such thing. Lekha Hazor B'Lay Tzvila means a different thing. You have to be tevil the Ezel. So it will give the other shot. You have to be tevil the Ezel in the dam, or in the Paraduma water here. Like Hazor B'Lay Tzvila, you have to be tevil the Ezel in the Paraduma water. It doesn't mean that you have to be tevil in the mikveh before. Abin Atam says not. You have to be tevil 3 times. Okay, Paraduma there, 1,000 there, a million dinars. Everybody's invited to hear Rabbi Lehman's lecture. Right.